Yesterday we began to explore the world of Kiddush and Havdalah, rooted in our Masechta, rooted on Daf Chaf and Beis. We had a chance to see the Gemara's clarity that Kiddush is Daraisa, from Zachar Samashav Sakacho, that's where the Rambam counts that, as a mitzvah. And not only the Kiddush as a whole is Daraisa, but specifically the applicability to both men and women, the fact that women are Mechuyavos, that too, Maskana Sasugya is Daraisa, an exception to the usual rule of Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama, based on Drasha Sapsukim, based on Zachar Veshamar, the Hekish, as it were, between Zachar and Shamar. And we had a chance to explore how that plays out in the somewhat more murky world of Havdalah. The Gemara talks about the Mishnayos in Masechas Brachos, talk about Havdalah. So the main sugyas are in the beginning of Arei Pesachim, beginning the last parak of Masechas Pesachim. If you turn for a moment, opening Mishnah in the eighth parak of our Masechta, parak Eilu Dvarim, Mishnah has a series of Nun Aleph on the day's Mishnah, has a series of machlokos between Ishai and Basilo. The first one is about Kiddush. The first one is whether you say Baruch HaGev from first, and then the bracha of Kiddush second, Kiddush Layom, or the reverse. We find it like Basilo, as we know. We say Baruch HaGev from first. And then later in the series of machlokos between Ishai and Basilo, here in Nun Aleph on the day's, the opening Mishnah, the eighth paragraph of brachos, the Mishnah talks about how exactly you organize the Havdalah between the Ner, the Besamim, the Havdalah, and so on and so forth. The Gemara has more discussion over the next blot or so, other versions, other Shitas and Tanoim, but how you organize the various brachas of Havdalah. And specifically, the Mishnah mentions that Kiddush is two brachas. Kiddush is a Baruch Pei Geffen as well as the bracha of Kiddush Tayom. Havdalah is even more. Havdalah is four brachas, as we know, and it's already a din in the Mishnah. In addition to the Baruch Pei Geffen on the one hand, and the Havdalah on the other hand, you also have the bracha on Besamim and the bracha on the Ner, Bori Ma'ore Ha'esh. There is an interesting theme that Rabbi Kiva Eger raises repeatedly. It may be rooted in Rishonim. He's quite explicit about it. It comes up in the Kiddush and it comes up in Havdalah, and it's going to be directly relevant to where we're at. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Magen Avraham, raises the following problem. This you have in the back of the Maamar Kamos packet. case number one. A fellow makes Kiddush, raises a cup of wine, makes Kiddush. It turns out that's not actually wine. It turns out that he had poured from a beautiful blue or green bottle of water. And he had made Kiddush over a becher full of water. Take a look in the Magen Avraham here. Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. Reish Ayin Aleph is a known for Shabbos and Aleph is of Kiddush. Pasav Piskei Maharai, I believe that's the Trumas Hadeshen, one of the late German Rishonim. In Kiddush Al Mayim, Magen Avraham here, third item on the last page of the Ramah Kamos. In Kiddush Al Mayim, the Sovah Shul Yayin. He thought he was making Kiddush and wine. And then he makes the Baruch Pei Geffen, and he makes the bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos, and then he takes a sip, and he realizes this is not actually wine. This is not white wine. This is water. The Yachzar V'Yekadosh. Was he Yotze? Obviously, it was a mistake. Was he Yotze? So Marai, the Magen Avraham, quotes the Rosh, no. Yachzar V'Yekadosh, you have to say another Kiddush, pour out the water, refill the cup with wine, and start from the beginning again. In other words, Afal got the Kiddush al Yayin Drabbanan. Kiddush over wine is Drabbanan. The requirement to say Kiddush, Zama Zama Shabbos Kasha, to articulate verbally, that's a Chiyuv Daraisa. But the fact that it has to be said over a cup of wine, that's not a Chiyuv Daraisa. That is Al Pi Pashtas, a requirement mi Drabbanan. So the Truma said, Magen Avraham, the Kornfit Druma said, Eshen, look, Min HaTorah you Yotze Kiddush, you said all the right words, you said that you spoke about the right ideas, but it wasn't Kiddush al Hayayin. So even though the requirement for al Hayayin is Drabbanan, Gami Mila Drabbanan, Sarach Lachzar, something which is Drabbanan could also be Ma'akev. You were Yotze Kiddush Minatara. You weren't Yotze Kiddush Midrabanan. That's entirely plausible. So Midrabanan, you're Mechoyev to say Kiddush. Again, look, many poskim assume that davening Ma'ariv Friday night, you're already Yotze Kiddush Minatara. Because you, over the course of the middle bracha, you spoke about the themes of Kiddush. But it wasn't Al Hayayin, and therefore Midrabanan, you have to go home and recite Kiddush again over a cup of wine. So that's what the transition says here. Al Hayayin is Ma'akev. Okay. So if it was said Al Hamayim, said over water, you were in Yotze, you have to recite the Kiddush again in order to have Kiddush Al Hayayin. And then, so that's a Hilchos Shabbos issue. Then, Magen Avraham goes on to talk about the Hilchos Brachos issue. Two things going on here. I made a barbecue again, and I didn't actually drink any wine yet. And not only that, but I said a whole other bracha that I wasn't yotzei with. I said a barbecue again, and then I said a barbecue again, and then it turns out that it's water. But now I'll pick up some wine and drink. Maybe that works. But here I didn't just say barbecue again and immediately discover my mistake. I said a barbecue again, and then it's been the next 30, 60, 90 seconds saying some other bracha, which should have belonged to the bracha of Kiddush. But I wasn't yotzei with it. It was meaningless because it wasn't al hayayin. Vayadaito lishtos yayin yoser ein tzarech levarach sheinis bar pri hagefen. Magen Avraham says, no need to, if you're planning to drink more wine, you were yotzei with your first bar pri hagefen. No need to have more, to say another bracha. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right below, they're both on the page of Shulchan Aruch. Here they're just copied for your convenience. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, yeah, the Magen Avraham, if Karmel on days, he says, Ein Tzarech Levarach Sheinis Bar Pri Hagefen, Lamed Ayin Nun Dalas La Ani Yizdaiti. In my IMHO, in my humble opinion, this is the rabbinic Hebrew equivalent of in my humble opinion, Ani Yizdaiti, to my impoverished mind, to my simple mind, Kiv Eger is about to argue with Magen Avraham, who lived 200 years, 150, 200 years before him. So he wants to be respectful. So he's about to say, I think the Magen Avraham is totally wrong. So he says, my news deity, it would seem to, in my simple-minded, impoverished perspective, my news deity, came into Nusach HaKiddush, Amar Al HaKosh Al Mayim, Lo Avi Kiddush. You had a cup of water. You said the whole, after Bar Peregev, you said the whole long bracha of Kiddush. But it wasn't a Kiddush. You weren't Yotze with that. Havi Hefsek. Ben Birkas Bar Pri Hagefen. L'shtiyas Yayin Acher. You said a Bar Pri Hagefen. You just come to drink another cup of wine. But in between, you said the bracha, which normally belongs, but now didn't. And therefore, it's a Hefsek. So that's an interesting point, interesting assumption. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's assertion, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's premise, is that I said something that's in the Siddur, but it didn't belong here for me. Normally you say Bar Pri Hagefen, you say the Bracha of Kiddush, but I wasn't supposed to, because it wasn't halachic, there was no kiyum in this Bracha for me because I was holding a cup of water, then it's a hefsek. Interesting. Something that would normally belong in the Siddur, but I'm not Yotze with it, then it's a hefsek. So one example of that is, I made Kiddush al Hamayim. Another example of that, I neglected to put this, to copy this in the Maram Kamos, I apologize. But you could look this up later in Shulchan Aruch if you want to. Simin Reish Tzadi Ches, 298. That's a little more than 27 Simanim later. In Hilchas Havdalah, Simin Reish Tzadi Ches. The Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Hey, Reish Tzadi Ches Sif Hey. Shulchan Aruch says that Shulchan Aruch says that they have to, as Mishnah say, make a bracha on the Ner. Shulchan Aruch quotes, but if the Ner was lit ba'avera, if someone was Machal Shabbos, someone lit this Ner on Shabbos, this Ner was a Ner Shalosh Shabbos. It was lit with Chil Shabbos, but not only was it terrible, it was lit with Chil Shabbos, it's tragic. You're also not Yotzei Bari Mer Ari HaEsh. You can't say Bari Mer Ari HaEsh over a light that was lit Ba'aveira. You can have a light that was lit Beheter for Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Or you can have a light that was lit before Shabbos and lasted all the way through. Or what we typically do on Motzai Shabbos, you light it after Shabbos is over. Any of those are acceptable. But But to say Barber Eish over a light that was lit by Aveira on Shabbos, can't do that. Magen Avraham comments over there, Sifkat Vav, he says, you're not even Yotze B'Dieved. Not only should you not do that, but if you did, you took that candle and you did say a Barber Eish over it, you weren't Yotze, you're going to have to find another candle and say a new Bracha, Barber Ma'or Eish. You weren't Yotze even B'Dieved. You know where this is going? Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Ah. So not only would you not Yotze, now you have to repeat a Bari Mari Ha'esh, you're going to have to repeat the Bari Priya Gefen, because he says, you were just Mafsik. You said a Bari Priya Gefen, you said a Bari Mari Ha'esh, so far so good. But then you said an invalid Bari Mari Ha'esh, because you said a Bari Mari Ha'esh, your third bracha, on this candle that doesn't count, because it was lit Ba'aveira, it's a ner shalo shavas, a ner that was lit with chilul shavas. So Rabbi Veger says, put down your cup of wine, go get yourself a new candle, relight or whatever, blow it out and relight it now, and then start again on Bor Priya Gefen. You can't just continue with Bor Mor Ha'esh and Hamavdil because you just were mafsik. The invalid Bar Mara'esh, again, it appears in the Siddur. Normally, you say it in the middle of Avdallah, but this one didn't work. Just like Kiveger said in Simur Reish Ayin Aleph about, you said Kiddush, the bracha of Kiddush over a cup of wine, well, it wasn't valid, and therefore it's a hefsik to the Bar Priya Gefen, between the Bar Priya Gefen and Shtiya. So Kiveger says again, case number two, and case number one was, I made Kiddush over water. Case number two was, I said, the Bar Mara'esh Ha'esh over a ner shalo shavas. And he points to a third case, and then I would love to take questions. He points to a third case. Rabbi Veger himself there says, well, you're looking at the halachas of Motzai Yom Kippur. Taf Reish Haf Dalet. 624. Simon 624 in Aruchayim. The Taz talks about the following. Usually, a discussion about this, we don't make this a bracha and besamim on Motzai Yom Kippur. Even discussion about, let's say Motzai Yom Kippur is also Motzai Shabbos. Do you make a machlokas about that? Do you make a Bori Mina B'Samim or not? And the Rabbi Akiva Eiger here in Hilchos Avdallah points to the Taz of Hilchos Yom Kippur, who says if you made a Bori Mina B'Samim, once again, maybe that's a hefsek, because it's a bracha that doesn't belong. If right now the halacha does not demand that you say Bori Mina B'Samim because it's Motzai Yom Kippur, if you did say it, then it's a hefsek between the Bori Priya Gefen you made beforehand and the drinking that you're going to do afterwards. This all comes back again to the sugya we began to look at yesterday, later in our parak, five blot into our parak, brachas daf mem amanal, where the Gemara said that to talk between the bracha and the eating, to chit chat about something else, is a hafsik. It's a constant that appears several places in Shas. One of them is in our parak, in our masechta, in our parak, brachas daf mem, as we saw yesterday, the Gemara said, well, if it's relevant, if it's me'inyan ha-bracha, me'inyan ha-achila, so then if it's not extraneous, then it's not a hefsek. I said the bracha, and before eating, I said, oh, I can't eat until al-pidin, I can't eat until we feed the animals, please feed the animals, that's not extraneous, that's what I need in order to eat, that's relevant, I'm not allowed to eat, and then I'm not allowed to eat until we feed the goats. Okay, so please feed the goats so I can eat. So that's not a hefsek, the Gemara said, because it's relevant. I said, could you bring me the pesto sauce? That's right. I want to eat the bread with the pesto sauce. That's relevant. But stop talking about other things. Hefsek. So the Kideger says repeatedly that that's going to be true also. Even something that normally belongs, but if I'm not Yotze with this, again, the three cases we spoke about were, number one, you made Kiddush accidentally over a cup of water. So the bracha of Kiddush, the Kaddish HaShabbos, is you're not Yotze, it's therefore extraneous and hefsek. Number two is Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Simon Reish Tzadi Ches in 298, talking about, I made a Bor Me'ori Ha'esh on a ner that you're not Yotze with, a ner Shalo Shavas. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, once again, that's, now you have to repeat the Bor Me'ori Ha'esh, you got to say another Bor Priya Gefen. You're a mafsik. And he references the idea that the Taz entertains, case 3, where I said that Bori Mine Besamim inappropriately on Motzai Yom Kippur. There too, it might be not only the Bracha Atala, right? Not Bracha Atala, if you smell the Besamim, but it's the Hefsek between your Bori Prayer Gefen you said beforehand and the drinking that you want to do afterwards. So Nissen Kaplan has a beautiful sefer on our parak, an entire sefer Shalmei Nissen on our parak case in Baruch, and he collects more examples of this as well. Shechter points out that the truth is Rishonim. I don't know if they say it quite as explicitly, but the Eger is very clear about it. There's a piece in I think I'd be mitzayin to if you want to look up later. The Rishonim Zalman Orbach in his Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo, so he discusses this also. He says even the Magen Avraham, who said that you don't have to make another bracha when you bar bragef when you said the kiddush over water. He says Magen Avraham might just think you said that bracha thinking that it was relevant at the time. You thought you had a cup of wine, so you thought it was relevant. Okay. But this idea of Rav Eger that an extraneous bracha, a bracha which normally belongs but right now doesn't belong. I wasn't yotzei with this bracha of kiddush. I wasn't yotzei with this bar ma'aresh. I wasn't mechuyev to say bar mina b'samim motzei yom kippur. So then it all of a sudden becomes absent. So Shechter points out Rishon already not as explicitly, but already the Rosh talks about how does kiddush, how does havdalah ever work? Again, the Mishnah says in Ar Masechta, Daven Alef Amud Beis, that you're saying the bracha ner in the middle, you're saying the bracha mezam in the middle. Oh, what's going on? You made a bar b'rei gefen. How does that work? You made a bar b'rei gefen, and even a normal avdala, you make a bar b'rei gefen, and then it takes you a couple of minutes, even without singing. It takes a couple of minutes of saying the words, or the three subsequent brachas before you drink. So how does that ever work? And the answer is the Rosh indicates. Kach tiknu Chazal. That's not a hefzik because that was the way Chazal set up. That we want you. That was part of the takana. You're going to say bar priya gefen, and then other brachos will follow. Sometimes we say bar priya when you have a bracha al hakos. Sometimes you say bar priya gefen at the end, like benching. First you bench and then you say the bar priya gefen. But often we say bracha al hakos with the bar priya gefen front loaded. The bar priya gefen first, like kiddush and like havdalah and like the birkas harison. So that's this idea, again, that the Rishon and the Shechter points that the Rosh already indicates, and Rabbi Kiva Eger is quite explicit about. That again, the fact that I say Baruch Prayer Gefen, and then I say other brachos, and then I drink, those other brachos aren't a hefsik if kach tiknu chachamim. But if lo kach tiknu chachamim, if you're saying brachos in a way that's invalid, I said a kiddush, but I wasn't yotzeh because it was on water. I said bracha on air, but it wasn't yotzei because it was an inappropriate candle. Or I said bar mina b'sam, but I didn't need to because it was Motzei Yom Kippur. If I said a bracha, it's a bracha, it's very holy, but it's not. That's not the takah. If it's not, it's not consistent with Chazal, then it is a hefsek. It's a very, very important idea. Let's take some questions, and then let's see where that idea takes us.
I don't understand. In the first case, we're saying Hagafen, which doesn't work because it's water. But then, how then is the middle bracha a hefsek if Hagafen never worked?
Ah, I got good. So I said a bar per Hagafen. Getting right, Rav Kinegar's first case. It's the Reish I know. I said a bar per Hagafen on water, and then I said the bracha of Kish. So the Mekayesh Hashabbos. Ratzah banahim chilano zeichem aseveshes. Right, and then I realized, oops, that's water. So either I smell, I taste, I see, whatever it is. Right. So leaving aside the question, which is not for now, Hilchos Brachos question of if I made a bracha on an apple thinking it was a tomato, okay, right, that's one. Let's assume that would be fine. Let's assume that if I picked up a cup of water, set it bar for a gefen, and right away realized, that's water, I could pick up a glass of wine and drink it. With the koch of the bracha that I just made. On the assumption, but this is sort of like, partialization here. On the assumption that isolating that if I made bar b'rei gefen and then I realized, no, that's water, let me take that, On the assumption that will be fine. So the Magen Avraham says, okay, that's what you do here. You made a bar of bread, Geffen. Oops, it was water. Good. So happy you plan to drink. You were planning to drink other wine. And that's just, and he stresses also, the Magen Avraham, you didn't intend to only drink that cup of wine. You just intended to drink that cup of wine, and it turns out it was water, then you didn't intend for your bracha to cover anything else. That's why Magen Avraham stressed, no, here's a fellow who intended to have more wine, he intended to sip more wine over the course of the suit. He was making a bar of Geffen over a glass of Moscato, but then he intended to sip some Moscato with his flesh later. So the bar of Geffen was meant to include other wine also. It wasn't just this cup. Okay, so this cup didn't work out, so it'll cover the other wine. That's what the Magen Avraham says. And Rav Akiva Eiger says, hey, one second, stop the music. That's fine if you hadn't said other things in between the bar of Geffen and ultimately successfully drinking wine. But here you did. You did the same bar of Geffen. You then said a bracha of Kiddush. And you were Yotze that with that Kiddush. Magen Avraham himself said, you were in Yotze, you're going to have to repeat the Kiddush. You have to repeat the Kiddush, you have to repeat the bar of Geffen also. It's true you made a bar of Geffen intending to drink several glasses of wine. But you made a hefsek. So you're going to have to say another bar of Geffen right now for the second becher that you pick up that actually has wine. Because the bracha of Kiddush is a hefsek. If you just would have said bar of Geffen, notice right away, it's one thing. But you didn't. Okay, that help?
Yeah. Yeah. See, brachos have to be targeted to a certain food object.
Yeah, so that's what comes back to the point that we were discussing before. And we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. We are, Mirt Hashem, we have a whole year ahead of us to jump into the world of the Kitzur Arachin. And we're already seeing, that as promised, this Shir Psicha, Sugya Posachas, already gets us thinking, affected by a lot of issues that Mirt Hashem will be coming up, and Mirt Hashem will have a chance to see. Yeah, the relationship, it is an interesting question, not to really dive into yet, the relationship between the bracha and all of the food that you eat, versus relation between the bracha and the first bite of food. Yeah, so there definitely are both. There is a relationship between the bracha and all the food you eat. There might be also a unique relationship between the bracha and the first piece of food that you eat. That's why, for instance, for those who chazer the Mishnayos, so the Mishnayos talk about, I'm going to eat multiple fruits, there may be a halachic preference, and all of them are bar peretz. I plan to have a kiwi, and I plan to have dates, and I really love bosque pears, whatever, and they're fresh blueberries. This is the season for fresh blueberries, straight off the bush. So all these different fruits I'm going to eat. So the Mishnayos say that halacha has a preference in terms of should I make the bar peretz and then first eat the blueberries, or first eat the kiwis, or first eat the pears, or first eat the dates, even though they're all covered by bar peretz. So there is, you see, that the bar peretz covers all of them. So there is some relation between the bracha and all the food, but there's also a relation between the bracha and specifically the first piece, which is why making a mistake while you're eating could have those bracha's implications. That's what I'm saying. Putting that aside for now, just assuming that it would have worked. But the Rukiri says, yeah, but the added kiddush, that's the problem. That's the hefsek. Yeah.
So if everything went smoothly, the bracha on the Kaddish Shabbos is obviously not a hefsek because, you know, if you did everything right as far as the Kaddish. So we're saying now that you're making the mistake and you have water instead of wine, what exactly is the thing that's making it a hefsek that other people are saying you're a hefsek?
Well, okay, good. So and that's so the Shlomo Zalman, maybe we should call you Shlomo Zalman Cantor for the morning, because Rosh Hashanah is Yom Chavin to part of Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah writes in his Shula, he says, Magen Avraham didn't think it's a hefsek. Why? Because hefsek has to do with my mind. If I'm talking about something unrelated, it's Sabi Masiach Das. So if I make a bracha, he says, you know, let's say you said, pass it, make a moti and said, oh, bring salt to the table. Turns out there is salt on the table. He said, that's not a hefsek. You thought that we need salt, so you weren't going to some other topic. You were staying on topic. So that's why Magen Avraham would say, you thought that you were making Kiddush and a cup of wine, so you thought that this was relevant to your bracha. It turns out you weren't doing it. Okay, but in your mind, it was, in your mind, it was relevant, and that's all that matters in this context, because in this context, what's relevant is, are you being the Siyach Das? So that's what Rishon Mazalman says. So that's exactly, I understand Magen Avraham disagreeing, because, Because in this case, you thought it was relevant. Now, what's important about Rosh Hashanah's dominance is the following. What he's saying is, the Magen Avraham fundamentally agrees with the Kibbeger that a bracha that's a very nice bracha, but not yotzeh here, is a hefsek. The only reason why the Magen Avraham thinks the bracha of Kiddush wasn't hefsek is because you thought it was relevant. But let's say it's not a question of you thought. There's no mistake. It wasn't an appropriate bracha. You knew that. And even the Magen Avraham would agree that it is a hefsek. That brings us to the following, then we'll take more questions after. Now that we see again, Rabbi Akiva Eger and Hilchos Kiddush, Rabbi Akiva Eger and Hilchos Avdallah, Ataz and Hilchos Yom Kippur. And again, overlaying it, Rosh, who says this idea about brachas al kos in general, the fact that they ever work, is really because Kach Tiknu, but a bracha that wasn't Kefiya Takana, presumably, would be a hefsek. So we're still standing with the Mishneir Kotlin and my father-in-law under the chuppah. Mishneir says, and that's what my grandfather said. Remember I told you, under the chuppah? So I was talking about the story yesterday. He said, I'll tell you a chiddush from my Zayda, from Mrs. Zalman Meltzer. So he said, Magen Avraham says, in the Simur Reish Tadi Vav, that women, the practices of women don't drink from the Yain Havdalah. And why is that? So the Magen Avraham says, the Shlah says, there's some reason I'll be Kabbalah. Rishneir says, my grandfather wanted to explain an Alpi Nigla based on what we just spoke about. Because he said, look, a bracha that's your mechuyev to say, kefiya takana, that's not a hefsek. But if it's a bracha you weren't mechuyev to say, then it is a hafsek. So it's true. I am mechuyev to say havdalah motzoi shabbos. I'm mechuyev al pi takanas chazal to pick up a cup of wine or to listen to someone else pick up a cup of wine, say bar priya gefen, and then proceed to recite three other brachos, b'samim, ner, and havdalah before anyone drinks. So that's takanas chazal. Those brachos are kifiyat takana. They're not a hafsek. But if someone who's not mechuyev in havdalah, they are a hafsek. Are women mechuyevos in havdalah? Well, as we discovered yesterday, that's from seeing how the Rishonim deal with brachas nafchav, the chiyav nashim b'avdalah, or a woman the chiyav nashim b'kiddush, b'kiddush nerchay. B'avdalah, we saw yesterday, that's a big machlokas Rishonim. In part has to do with, do you accept the Rambam, that havdalah is part of the same mix of kiddush, and of course, they're equally chayavos in both havdalah and kiddush, or not. If you don't accept the Rambam, if you have dealt some separate mitzvah drabbanim, so then likely women are peturos. Mitzvah say chazman gram, nashim peturos. As we saw yesterday, that was over here in Simur Reish Tanipav. They so say for Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, machlokas harishonim, and the Ramah had said, how do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch sounded like it's a machlokas, but al pi pashtus women are chayavos. The Ramah had said, but we try whenever possible to hedge our bets. We try whenever possible to not involve ourselves in the suffix. So we hedge our bets by we advise women whenever possible to hear Abdullah from a man. So that way, if she's chayeves, she was yotzei, lama hadron. If she's not chayeves, she did not get herself involved in the possibility of a bracha v'atala, because she didn't say the bracha. There's no issur bracha v'atala to seek to be yotzei with someone else's bracha that I'm not chayev. The Ramah had said we try whenever possible to be machir both sides of the machlokas. Said Risa Zalman, Gavaldik. Not only an afkamina, we said this very briefly yesterday, now we're unpacking it much more. One afkamina, whether a woman is chayevis or not, is, well, should she say havdalah or not? Another more subtle afkamina is the brach of havdalah a hefsek for her between the baruch v'agefen and the drink? If she's chayevis, then of course it's not a hefsek, kach tiknu chazal. But if she's patura from havdalah, so then she heard someone say bar priya gefen, and then 3 minutes later she's going to drink. That's a hefsek. What's going on there? So that's what Issa Zalman said. That's what Shnei Kotel was saying on the chuppah, waiting for the Leit to come up, and he said, oh, let me tell you a shtickle Torah from my Zayda. Issa Zalman said that you can explain al pi nigla why women avoid drinking to the Yain HaVdalah. Because if we knew that they were chayavos, of course they could drink. If we knew there were peturos, then we would know that was a hafsik. If she wants to drink Zayin Abdullah, make your own barbed egg happen and drink. Hey. The problem is that we're not sure. So maybe she should make barbed egg happen, maybe she shouldn't. So the latte sridea midea safek, she don't drink, don't get involved. That's what the Zayda said. Yeah. Abi
Chaim? Yeah. If we're mitzvah, then it's all relevant to her, no? Once we're mitzvah, if she has to drink from the... If she's chayav in Abdallah, let's say there's no land there, she would make Abdallah, no?
Yes.
Would she drink then?
Good. So Abi Chaim points out correctly that Lamasa, when we need to make a call, when we don't have a choice, either there are no men around to say Abdallah for her, either she'll say it herself or she won't hear Abdallah whatsoever. So then I'll be pashtas, when you're up against the wall and you gotta make a choice, the dominant position is women are chayavos. That's certainly the presentation of Shulchan. The predominant position of women are chayavos. And when you need to make a call, that's the call that you make. She doesn't have any men to say Abdallah for her, she'll make Abdallah herself rather than foregoing Abdallah. It's true. But here's the twist. But what the Ramah said is, the Ramah said women should hear Abdullah from someone else when they can. What that means fundamentally, that's practical guidance. What that means fundamentally is that we seek to be machmer when possible. We seek to be machmer like both positions we've shown him on this issue. Not on every issue, not always machmer, both positions, every machmer, but here we seek to be machmer in both positions. One afkamina is she should hear Abdullah from someone else rather than say it herself. Another nafkamina ought to be, Mrs. Zalman said, she should avoid drinking the Ein Havdalah, because in so doing, she's being nichnas into the machlokas unnecessarily. You don't need to drink the Ein Havdalah, just the Mavdil drinks. But you're right, if she needs to make her own Havdalah, she also needs to drink, that's true. But when she doesn't make her own Havdalah, so there's no need for her to drink either, so in the spirit of the Ramah, she should avoid drinking and thereby avoid having to take a stand on does she have to make a new barbeg efen or not. Now, why is this happening under a chuppah? Why is that under a chuppah? So it could be stop. Two tamechaim are together, they have some unexpected downtime. They talk and learn. They always give all to talk and learn. Even better to talk and learn main yon at the yoma. There were some famous Rashi Eretz Shaldik Rashi Yeshivas of previous generation who would be seen, learning Bava Basra and Chol Moed Sukkos. This is my Simchas Yantav. Yeshiva is learning Bava Basra. Yeah, but most of the Nechamim over the course of Sukkot, you learn Sukkot, Beitza, Chagiga. So this wasn't only a Geshmak HaShekel Torah. It was also, and we'll close with this last movement for now, it was also directly relevant. Because as Schneer standing there, with the cup full of wine. Why is he standing on the cup with the cup full of wine? Because he's about to say the Birkas Eirusin in advance of getting married. Because the Gemara in Ksuba says that when you that there's a bracha over kiddushin, asher kiddushanim es asav v'tzivan al arayos v'asalanos arusos. Here you have the nusaf here in the middle of the rush, according to the Gemara in Ksuba. Baruch Ata Hashem Mekash Yisrael Amo Yisrael Adei Chupa V'Kiddushin. That's the nusach that we say. So and who says that bracha? The bracha on getting married. Who says that bracha? Who says that bracha? So here's the Shulchan Aruch right here. Simon Lam Dal says about Kol Mekadosh Isha. Say the bracha. Who says the bracha? Who? Oh, HaShaliach. Either he means the chasan, or if you send a shliach, not very romantic. I do not advise sending a shliach to your own chuppah. You should show it yourself. But once upon a time, before modern transportation and communication, you're in Beijing and she's in Berlin, so temporarily you may want to send someone ahead. Someone's traveling on the faster camel, whatever it is. You're going to arrive in 2 months. He's going to arrive in 1 month. So he's a shliach likidushin, but then you're going to show up a month later and live the rest of your life with the wife that you love. Okay, so once upon a time, shliach is likidushin. Sometimes it made romantic sense. But whatever it is, Malaysa, shliach is on the books. I don't generally recommend it. Who says the bracha on the Erusin? Either the chassan himself, or if a shliach shows up on behalf of the chassan, he's stuck in traffic, so camel traffic, 1,000 miles back, so the shliach makes the bracha. And then, the Rambam says, v'yesh onu da'acher mevarach, l'chei nogin. Some say that someone else should make the bracha, and that's our practice. The Beis Shmuel explains, you'll take a look in the Beis Shmuel, the Chavrus will see why it is, and that is our practice. You call up the Masada Kiddushin, the Rav who's overseeing the whole picture, he also typically says the bracha. He gets up there, picks up a glass of wine, takes care of whatever needs to be taken care of, make all the arrangements, and then pick up a cup of wine, Baruch Be'agafen, and then Hashem Kishon starts to be on the right, to Dikas Erison, and then, what happens afterwards? Well, then the chassan says, I read the credentials, and gives a ring for the kala. But in between, after the Masada Kiddushin says Baruch Be'agafen, and after the Masada Kiddushin says the Birkas Erison, how many of you have been at a chuppah in the last 2 years? Pretty sure hands. Pretty solid. How many have been at a chuppah the last 5 years? Okay. How many of you were close enough to see what was going on under the chuppah?
Wow.
Okay, some. So you may remember, so who remembers? So the Masada Kiddushin, they call the Masada Kiddushin, they call the Eidim, everyone comes up, everyone gathers under the chuppah, they make sure you have the ring. How much the ring worth? You get take care of all the preliminaries, and then the Masada Kiddushin rabbi says Baruch Be'agafen over the cup of wine, and he says the Birkas Erison, Asher Yishon goes to Yisrael Harayos, etc. And then what happens? What happens to the wine? What happens to the wine before anyone gets married? What happens to the wine? What do you have to make a bracha on wine? Drink it. Who drinks it? Under the chasam? They give it to the chasam. They give it to the kala. As usually, many Masada Kiddushin. The elegant move is for the first coast, the father of the chassan gives the chassan, the mother of the kala gives the kala. Okay, you work out who's giving whom to what. But lamaisa, someone gives a sip to the chassan, someone gives a sip to the kala. To the kala. To the kala. To the kala. Well, you give a sip to the kala. In fact, we're sharing a kala, holding the kappa one, he's hoping to soon make some brachas over. Once you get another eight, then the chuppah. And then after those brachas, we'll give a sip to the chassan and to the kala. He said, Akasha against my grandfather. My grandfather said, Rissa Zalman Meltzer, Hutkazak das Vos. The reason why women don't drink in Havdalah is because of Sophic Hafsik. Because if they're potter from Havdalah, then all those brachas of Havdalah are a hafsik between Baruch Be'agafen and the drinking, and therefore they don't drink, said Rishon HaKotler, but I'm about to prove him wrong. And not me, what happens under every single chuppah proves him wrong. Because under every single chuppah, it's the chassan's bracha, right? Seems pretty clear in Shulchan Aruch, it's the chassan's bracha, or the chassan sent to Shliach, the Shliach's bracha. The chassan's bracha. Our practice is someone else says it on his behalf. Okay, you'll take a look at the Beis Shmuel, you'll find out why. Important lesson in Midos. It has to do with, of all things, Maseches Bikurim. But Lamaisa, we're saying the bracha on behalf of the chassan. Who should drink the wine? The chassan. He's chayav in saying the bracha. So for him, it wasn't the hefsek. Baruch Be'agafen, and then the Birkas Erison, which is the chassan's bracha. The rabbi is being motzi the chassan. Gevaldik. And then the chassan drinks. The kala. Why is the kala drinking? Very romantic and touching. Good for the photographer that both chassan and kala get to take a sip. But that's great for the photographer. But isn't that a violation of his brachas? It's a hefsek. My grandfather had this whole cheshbon that it's a hefsek. So it's the same way the bracha of havdalah is the hefsek potentially for women. If women are pturas from havdalah, the bracha of erusin is a hefsek for the kala. If it's only the chassan's chiyuv to say the bracha. So how do you give the call to drink? So Shneir said to him, Araya, that there's something wrong with my grandfather's head. He was going a little too far in terms of the definitions of hefsek. It clearly isn't the case that someone who's put there from a bracha, it's one person makes a bracha and he's chiyuv to say a bracha al kos. Someone else was listening but was put there from the in-between brachas, Shneir said it can't be that it's a hefsek for the other person, because haray, they give the kala a sip of wine into the chuppah. She's not chayavis in the Birkas Erison. Shavar brachas later, maybe, in the second cups. The Birkas Erison, Shulchan Aruch said, it's the chassan's bracha. He's the one, it's his bracha, he's yotze. For him, it's kach tekno. For him, it's not a hefsek. But we give the kala to drink also. So apparently, my grandfather's wrong. That's what Shlomo said. The fact that we universally allow the kala to drink from the wine of the first coast under the chuppah, the coast of the Birkas Eresim, apparently we should have, we ought to allow women similarly to drink. There should be no halachic hesitancy about a woman drinking from the Ein Havdalah, even if she in fact is not chayav. So again, the practice is not to, but strictly because, as the Shlomo says, there's some Kabbalistic explanation. But Shneir said, my grandfather's halachic explanation, it doesn't hold any water. Sorry, no pun intended. It doesn't hold any water. It doesn't work, because why would we be makel on the Birkas Erison and be machmer on the Birkas Havdalah? So let's just review where we're at. And I will now, as Rav Shneir Cutler did, step away from the Shtickel Torah to go to an Erison. Let's just remember where we've been. So again, we got ourselves entrenched in the world of Kiddush and Havdalah, and we spend time in the world of Hefsek and Daf Mem. And so Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in many places, seems to assume that, and Rishon Zalman pointed out that Magen Avraham doesn't fundamentally disagree, disagrees on the details, but even Magen Avraham fundamentally agrees, and Rabbi Shechter pointed out that it's already alluded to in Rishonim, that the fact that we often make a bracha al hakos, a bar pragefen, and then say other brachos and then drink, that's the in-between brachos aren't hafzik, because kach tiknu chazal. That's what the Rush seems to indicate. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, other side of the coin, if it wasn't kach tiknu, if it's an inappropriate bracha that I'm not chayv in, that I wasn't yotze with, so then the in-between brachos would constitute a hafzik, and I would have to repeat my bar pragefen again before drinking. Okay, he spoke about Sin Rei Shein Alf, that was in the Maram Kamos, in context of Kiddush accidentally over water. Kiveri talks about Simin Reish Sadiches. I apologize, that did not make the Maram Kamos, but you can look up in Shulchan Aruch if you want to, but it's Menorah. That was the second case, was in the context of Havdalah with a Ner Shalosh Shavas, a Ner that was tragically lit with Chil Shavas. Kiveri pointed to a third case, the Taz in Tuf Reish Chav Dalit 624, and that was saying the bracha of the summon when it's unnecessary in Havdalah for Motzah Yom Kippur. All those cases, we say, well, since this bracha, it's a very nice bracha, it's a bracha we sometimes would make, but right now, in this context, that wasn't the right bracha, it wasn't the Dalit bracha, I wasn't chayv to say B'salim at all, or I didn't say Ma'ari Ha'esh or Kiddush properly because it was the wrong beverage, the wrong candle. So that's hefsek. So this is Almanet said, aha, so that means even if I'm chayiv, but you're not chayiv, for me it's not a hefsek, for you it is a hefsek. And that's why Rishon Zalman said, Havdalah, a man's going to make Havdalah, he's vaday chayiv, and he's going to drink, because for him it's vaday, not a hefsek, because he's vaday chayiv in the brachas of Havdalah. But a woman, Mr. Pekes, is she chayav? Is chayavus in those brachas or not? And therefore, she's misupekes. Do those brachas constitute hafzik? And therefore, she should avoid drinking because maybe she needs a new bar again. That's what Rishon Zalman had said, and his grandson Shneur Cutler, son incidentally of Aaron Cutler, founder of Lake Yeshiva, Klutzker Rosh Yeshiva once upon a time. So Shneur Cutler said under the chuppah to my father-in-law, but I think my grandfather is incorrect. Because Birkas Eresim, we're about to say, Chassan's chayiv in the bracha, doesn't seem like the Kala's chayiv in the bracha, so the Chassan can drink, but why is the Kala drink? Same as Havdalah. Elamai, you see that my grandfather's question is incorrect. You see that if it's not a hefsek for you, it's not a hefsek for me. If it's not a hefsek, the Birkas Eresim is not a hefsek for the Chassan, so then it's not a, then the Kala can also drink. So who are the Nami? If the bracha of Havdalah wasn't a hefsek for the man who was Mavdil, then neither should it be a hefsek for the women who are listening, even if they are not chayavos in Havdalah. And with that, the alternate aide stepped up to the chuppah, and the Erison proceeded, and Shneur Cutler did indeed say Baruch HaGefen, and say Birkas Erison, and proceed to give both the chassan and kala each a sip of the wine to drink. Later on, I mentioned to you yesterday, getting our game warmed up, that later on the story of the missing aid developed some more, and more significantly for our purposes, the sugi developed some more also. And that's your job right now, is you can head down to the Beis Medrash in a moment, and dig back the chavrusa into this. That can be one of two different directions. Number one, looking backwards, and number two, looking forwards. Looking backwards, we spoke about a lot over the course of Shir yesterday, and then we went straight to Shir today. So there's a lot to chazer and to chazer inside, and a word about chazara inside. It's true for many, many, many in Shiurim that you gain so much more from the Shir, not in terms of knowing the material and knowing the connections that were made, but also in terms of growing your skills. You gain so much more by chazering the Ikar Mar Makom was inside. I saw the Gemara before, but now I see it again, and now I see what I didn't see before I heard the Shir. I saw the Rambam before, but now I see the Rambam again, now I notice what I didn't notice before. Chazar is important, and when it comes to Iyun, Chazara of the Ikar Mar Makom was inside over the course of time has a fantastic cumulative impact. So one thing you might want to do over the course of this morning is a lot to put all the pieces together. To chazar inside, to figure out how all the pieces hang together. That's number one, retrospective, looking backwards. Number two, looking forwards, we want to solve this problem. There should be at least one solution to defend Riz HaZalman. Why indeed did Riz HaZalman think that women don't drink the Ein Avdalah because if they're paturas from Avdalah, it would be hesek, and yet we have no hesitancy about giving the kala a sip of wine, even though there was a Birkas Erisin that was said in between the Baruch Pri HaGefen and the drinking. So those are two directions you can go with, either Chavrusa, either retrospectively looking back, Chazim Rei saw, or going forward, and the going forward, just to, on the Mar Makomos, is Mar Makomos laid out on the front page in three sections. One was Kiddush Avdalah, the Nashim, that we already discussed together. Number two was Hefsik, that we also already discussed together. If you want to Chazer B'Chavrusa now, you can be focused on zones one and two, Aleph and Beis. And then the third zone, Birkas Erisin, that's the going forward. So there's the Rambam by Birkas Erisin, and the Shulchan Aruch, we repeat that a drop, it would be beautiful if they shmuel. A lot of guiding questions here. And then there's a rush, and Ksubas also copied on the back. Another Rambam, the beginning of the Chazishas, there's a lot going on. If you want a Chazer, you can be focused on parts Aleph and Beis of these Ma'am Kamos. If you're surging ahead and seeking to figure out how to make sense of that, so to make sense of this, we're going to need to dig deeper into the world of Erisin and Birkas Erisin. And it's going to take us to fundamental understandings about the halachic status of getting married as a mitzvah. It's going to take us to fundamental halachic understandings of how brachas work and the types of brachas. And this is, as promised, going to get us into very deep, broad, beautiful, and foundational waters in terms of brachas. It will ultimately take us back on the next sheet of Mar Makomos. This is number one. Mar Makomos at the bottom, they're all numbered. This is Ian 1. Ian 2 will continue this and bring us back actually to brachas Taflon. Hey, we're not there just yet. But the opening sugya is going to be the home plate, so to speak, of where all this is going to crescendo. So there's plenty to work on. You can figure out your chavrusa head down. Whether you want to look backwards and chazer, or you want to look forward and dig into areas, and both are fantastic.